Okay, tonight's Shia.
Okay.
Share yourself, please.
Okay. So tonight's Shia is responsible by Rav Blackstein, has the yard site for his mother this evening. My name is Mirim Chaya Bas Simcha Halevi, Shama Shamalita, and the source of the winning. This helps. Okay. So here in Parshas Noach, here's the Chumash Tanach that I write down. After the whole story with the Teva, so Noach gets involved in some kind of activities, a lot of the lack of clarity in simple reading of Psukim is what exactly happened. But it says in Parakes, and this is towards the end of the leaning, that in Parakes, starting in Pasuk Chof, Moshe when he came to Moshe, and Noach when he came out of the Teva, Vayachal Noach Ish Ha'adama, began to be a man of the earth, a man of the land. By Itakarim, he planted a vineyard. By Yeshman and by Yishkar, he drank some of the wine. He got drunk. By Gal, Besof Olo, he was revealed. He was uncovered inside his tent. Doesn't say exactly what that means, but he was uncovered. So by Yar and Pasuk Kof Beis, by Cham Avi Chanan, his Eretz, by Yer Hashem Chabuchu. Cham saw his father's nakedness, and he told his two brothers. And Pasuk Kof Gimel, Yikach Shem by Yefes, his Hasimlo, by Hasimlo Hashem Shneim. The Shem and Yafes took some kind of a garment and put it on their shoulders. They walked in backwards. They covered the nakedness of their father. Their face was facing the other direction. They never saw their father's nakedness. Then woke from his hangover, and he realized what had taken place. And so he cursed Canaan. Remember, Oru Canaan, Eved of the Alamo. But by over Baruch Hashem Elokei Shem, Vichnan Eved Lamo Yaftav Tiyat Yishkam Olei Shem, Vichnan Eved Lamo. He gave a klala to Kenan, he gave a bracha to Shem, and sort of a secondary bracha to Yefes. That's the psukim here in Parak Tes, was in the Parak Tes. Well, this says Vayar Chom Vichnan. It doesn't say what he did. That's what I'm saying. Psukim themselves don't say exactly what Chom did. It's just an opinion. None of them are so pleasant. But whatever it is, for our purposes, we point out the following. In Pasuk Chof Gimel, which says that Vayikach Shem Vayepes as a Simla, that Shem and Yepes took this blanket or some kind of covering to cover their father, so it's a bit of a grammatical problem because it says Vayikach Shem Vayepes. Shem and Yepes took, but Vayikach is a singular. It's just say Vayiku. Shem Vayepes, two people, so it's just say Vayiku. The Rashi comments, the famous Chazal, Vayikach Shem Vayefes, Ein Ksi Vayikhu El Vayikach, Limeid Al Shem, Shinis Amet Vayikhu Yotam Yet. Shem was really the one who did it. Yefes, Yefes, tag along. But Shem was really the one who was, eager and pushed himself to do this the right way. And Yefes came along, and that's why, says Rashi, that's why, L'chach Zachu Bonav L'talos Shol Sissus. The reward for this, the descendants of Shem were later on given the mitzvah that through the garment, the sissus, he was tied to a garment since they cut. Took a garment to cover Noah. So the merit of this, the children of Shem got the mitzvah of tithis, got the mitzvah of a garment. And the Yefes, Zachal, the Kvur of Am, eventually the children of Yefes, they'll be Zochar, the Kvur, even after the Bechanas, Gogol, Mogol. That's what's a reference to over there in Yechezkel. We learned a little bit about it on the Pesach, on the Sukkot, rather. Chalamai Sukkot, Shabbos. So it says, anyway, so they got that, and the children of Canaan were cursed. Okay, that's what Rashi said. So, according to this deposit, it was the this act on the part of Shem is what sort of gave the Jewish people eventually the mitzvah of tzitzit. That's what Rashi says. It's interesting. There is a pasuk later in the Bereishis Perek Yud Dalet pasuk Kafalah, the next week's sefer, where we know that after the battle between the four kings and the five kings, Avram went to rescue his nephew Lot, and he brought him back, and then a whole story. So the king of right, so again, it doesn't say exactly in the psukim, but in the Medrash it says that they either come to castrate him according to one opinion, or he had a homosexual relationship with him, not good things. Again, you don't have it clear in the book, but obviously it was something, because when Noah woke up and he realized what had happened, he was very angry. So it wasn't Stam that he was asleep, obviously. Again, we don't know from the psukim exactly what took place, but the Chazal fill in the blank, because something must have been bad that they cursed his son. Right, so that you have to look into the Torah Shabbat, fill in the blanks. Anyway, later on in the next week's session, Parshat Lech Lecha, So when they came back from the battle with the four kings and the five kings, Avraham Avinu meets up with the king of Shalem, Melchizedek Melech Shalem, and then after that, the king of Sodom, who wants his people back because they've been taken captive, he wants his people back. So the king of Sodom says in the next week's edge in Perek Yud Dalet, Avracious Pasuk Kaf Aleph, by Omer Melech Sodom Avraham, Tein Le Anefesh Baruchus Kachlo. You won this warfare, so you can keep all the spoils of war, but let me have my people back, right? And you can keep all the loot. So, Pasuk Kavneis, by Omer Avraham Melech Sodom Harimo, Zero Hashem Kelo Kosher Arayt, I swear, I'm not taking anything. You can have everything back. Below Soma, I need Hashartia and Safram. I don't need you going around telling good years because you got from such a wealthy guy. It's because he took my stuff. So you can have everything back. Okay. And he says, I'm not going to take so much as a thread or a shoe strap. Nothing. Not a thread, not a strap for your shoe. Nothing. I'm not taking anything. Okay. So that's what the next week said. So the Gemara Masechet Sota. Different problem. Anyway, in the Gemara in Sota, on Daf, Yud Zayin of an Aleph, the Gemara says, Dorash Rava, Yitzchar Shama Avraham Avinu in Michut Batzoch Now, because Avraham Avinu refused to take any personal benefit from that war. He was just going to rescue Lot. He didn't take even Chut, a thread, and Tzoch Now, a bootstrap, a shoe strap. On account of that, Zochu Bar of Lebeis Mitzvah. There's a merit that means a thread, because he wouldn't take a thread, Avraham Avinu's children got rewarded. They had a mitzvah of the thread. This is chutz shel tchelis, and ritzua, a strap, that's the tzvah, ritzua shel tchelis. That's Noran Tota, Daf, Yud, Zayin, Amud, Aleph. Rashi says, same as what?
One from the shame and one from
the... So the Gemara Tota is not, the one from shame, I don't think it's a Gemara. I think it's a, Rashi, I think it's a Medrash. And then some whom I think of it, it's not a Gemara, to the best of my knowledge. And the Gemara with Avraham Avinu is a Gemara. So there it says, Rashi over there in Sota, Daf Yudzal Melov says, Chut, Adil Masul Chut, Rashi says, Chut Shot Chelet, Keneged Michut, or Tzur Shot Tzun, Keneged Tzroch. Tzroch now, I mean, the shoe strap is also strapped. So this is the thread, that's the strap. Good. So those are two different verses. So there's a Sefer called the Perish Hatur Ha'oruch, Ha'atorah. It's written by the Bava Turim, by Rav Yaakov, the author of the Tur, Yaakov, the son of the Rosh. It's interesting, in the first page, it seems that when the Tur wrote his parish, it was a two-part parish. One part was all the gematrias and all these remuzim and different things. The other part was this more detailed, you know, more pshat type of sefer. And, apparently, Aruch has with Aleph, but it was longer, right? But in any event, he said this was the original. That's what they quote on the first page from the Chidah. In the Sefer Shem Agdolim, says the Tchilas Aparsha Kosa Gematrius or Tam Amistoris, things that are parallel words here and there, like the Bala Turma that we know. And then he goes into each parsha and all the details in a more classic type of commentary. For whatever the reason, only the first part made it into the Mikros Gedolos. The standard Mikros Gedolos has the Bala Turim, that those are all Gematrius. This word used over here is similar to that word over there, but the rest of the parish is available separately. So I have it here so on this pasuk. In Parshas Noach, back in our Parsha, Paraktes, Pasuk Tov Gimel, Ikav, Shem, Vayefet, Pirish, Rashi, Yisul, Shem, Amis, Zachu, Bono, Talso, and Yisul, a common Parsha, Lechem, Chal, Pirish, Al, Pasuk, Mikut, Bat, Sof, Mal, Shem, Shem, Zer, Zachu, Bono, Tzul, and Tzul, 1 second. Our Pasuk seems to say that it's in the merit of the deed of shame that his descendants, the Jewish people, got the Mitzvah, Tzitzis, right, because took that garment, and he covered his father, so we have a Mitzvah of the garment, Tzitzis. And the other source, the Gemara seems to say that it was because of what Avraham Avinu, they wouldn't take the chut, so they're in a step. They got citizens and so on. So what's going on? So he answers me, Yesha Tarei, it's Mevadai, shame Zochal upon a citizen. They're not going to be both right. You're right, and you're right. Both right. How can it be? He says, because shame had this chut that his children with his descendants would have the mitzvah citizens to Shua Sivua, because they were taking this garment and covering up the father. But shame had many children. Which branch of Shem's family would get to make? Shem had many children. They listed back at the end of this week's list, the end of Parshas Noach. List all the children of Shem. Any adaya lays in the ponatia. Ukshavah Avram zocha bal lepana b'shusim chut v'tzochal. When it becomes the method between the Jewish people, Dafka, the son of Avram. Avram was only one branch of the Shem family. 10 generations later, so that's because of this. And they're both right. It's because of the action of Shem, and it's because of the action of Avram. Okay. Yes.
How many yet? Like semi.
That's what's ironic. Semites, yeah, exactly. Okay, now, so with this, with this introduction. I'd like to speak to them about the mitzvah of tzitzis this evening, okay, because according to this is a mocker for the concept of having tzitzis, and that is the question of wearing a borrowed talis, and putting tzitzis on a borrowed talis doesn't belong to you. So if you look in the Chumash and Parshas Kisetze, which is the more detailed presentation of mitzvah tzitzis at the end of Shlach, but in Parshas Kisetze we have one pasuk as well, Perek Chof Hei, of Devarim. Pasuk Yud Beis, there it says, we'll talk about it. We'll see. Okay. Sorry, not Parakafay. Parakafay. Parakafay is of Dvarim. Pasuk Yud Beis. Gidilim Tasaloch. Al Arba Kanfos Ksuscha Shetachasebo. Okay, you should put fringes, twisted threads on the corners of your garment with which you cover yourself. That's what the Pasuk says in Parashat Kisei. So, on this point, Gemara says in Chulin, notice that it says, Gedilim Tasaloch Al Arba Kanfos Ksuscha. Your garment. So the Gemara has in Masechta Skulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara has the drasha. The Amar of Yehuda, he says the following: Talis Sheula Patura Min. I'm sorry. Before that, it says Velak Suscha Lomeli. Right. What do you need? What do you need the word ksuscha? Okay, well, ksuscha lomeli. Look at Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, talis sheula, borrow talis. Tura min atzitzis kol shloshim. You borrow a talis that doesn't have talis. Literally, just means a garment. It doesn't mean what we call a prayer shawl. A talis that we use for garment. Talis is like shnayim also in the talis. It could be a pair of pants. It doesn't have to be It can be any garment that's called a talis. Yeah, five has four corners. Yeah. Yes, the question whether what the material has to be made out of is certain types of material. Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, talis shul flint kosher, okay, and that's because of the of this drasha, namely the drasha of suscha. That's the Gemara in Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, and a little earlier in Chulin, back in Kuf Yud. That's Kuf Lamed Vav Bar Talis. Because of the word ksuscha, and on daf kuf yud amud aleph in Chulin, the Gemara tells a story towards the bottom of the page. Gemara tells a story about Rav Chisda. Was a certain gentleman by the name of Bar Tamri. Can I find it here? Rav Chisda was a gentleman by the name of Rami Bar Tamra. That was his name. And Rav Chisda saw him and felt that he was behaving, he wasn't doing certain mitzvahs, whatever. So he questioned him each time. He had a different parrot, so why he couldn't do that mitzvah. And Rav Chisda admitted he's right. He's a sharp fellow. So anyway, it says over there, Chazye, the bottom of Kuf Yuram and Al-Fulim, Delo Hava Karame Chute. He wasn't wearing tzitzis. Rashi says, Delo Hava Karame Chute. Lo Hito Tzitzis Lo Hito. He's wearing a garment without tzitzis. So on my life, my time of lesson for chute. So Chisda saw this. I'm chacham walking the street, with a four-cornered garment, and it didn't have tzitzis on. So Rav Chisda, what's going on? Why aren't you wearing tzitzis? On my way, talis shemulahi, because it's a borrowed garment. That's why it's not mine. Okay. The Amar of Yehuda is going on out of Kuf Yud of the day. Amar of Yehuda, talis shula kol shol shiram. I'm sure that tzitzis, because it's palm pater. There's no requirement. That's tzitzis on this garment. Okay, so Tosa says the following. Tosa on Kuf Yud Amud Beis. You will ask Talis Sheula Ptura Kol Shloshim Yom. Says Midoraisa Ptura LeOlam. Midoraisa it never needs. In the 30 days isn't a cutoff point. Midoraisa if it's not yours, it's not yours. You borrow something indefinitely. Midoraisa wouldn't need it all. Midoraisa Ptura LeOlam. Because the Kamei posts the Gemara further. That's the Gemara in Kuf Lamed Vav that we said before. Ksuscha. Right? If it's borrowed, the Gemara Kuf Lamed Vav, which is the pasuk that takes limited to 30 days. That's it then. It says ksuscha. In order to be chayv to put tzitzis on the garment, it has to be your garment. It says posted over here. Here it pops in 30 days. Well, what does that got to do? Where's 30 days come in? He says el afisha nearest kishelo chivu chachom mishos namelah. It's in the rabbanon that after 30 days you're wearing this coat that is a poncho, whatever. People think it's yours. If you borrow some, use it once or twice, okay. But if you're wearing it all the time, 30 days is considered to be already a kavua dikatan, that now people are going to think it belongs to you, So therefore, you have to tie tzitzis on it. That's what Tosafot says. What's that? Oh, good question too. I may touch on that, but in any event, you give it back. What's that? No, well, it's chovas when you're wearing it. That's a further hakir when spoke about that. You need to put it on. Anyway, but let me just finish with this. The Tosafot said, the zman is 30 days. The ein derech as a normal thing. The ein derech we show yosim yisoshim yom. Okay, in general time that a person borrows something, you borrow something for a month maximum. That's the normal time. After that already, people think it's theirs and they forget to give it back altogether. After that, the cleaver takes up the time. So then it says, umikam the document of time, this time shalo shoshim yom. And the time says a general rule, when you borrow, you learn from here 30 days, tells us to check that fine. Now, a few lines later, it says, listen to this, ula inyan bracha. What about making a bracha? We're making a bracha on a borrowed talis would sit there after 30 days, I say. Nira she'ein levarech ala she'ulo. Tosafot says here, you shouldn't make a bracha on a borrowed talis. Or borrowed. Why not? Afo pisha omer rabbeinu tam. Now, you might think, well, okay, it's only rabbanu, but so what? And one may think, well, the item is putter from tzitzis, but I put it on it. So I put it on, so it's like any other din there. But more than that, he says, afo gav, this, right? Strictly speaking, you didn't have to put this on this thing. The person did so. So we paskin rabbeinu tam paskin like a woman sits in the sukkah can make a bracha on the sukkah regulation of a sukkah. Okay, right? The sukkah was sitting maybe excluded for a different reason, but yeah, the notion of bracha a sukkah afal gav tzura to have the ainam tzura osa. I mean, now, how do you know that an Eina Mitzvah V'Ose makes a bracha? After all, isn't the text of the bracha Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvah V'Sivanu? Right? So how do you, an Eina Mitzvah, how do you make a bracha? The Rabbi, the Tosus quotes, the Gemara Kiddushin Lamed Aleph Manal, famous Gemara. Kiddush Lamed Aleph, in Ashkan of Yosef, to Omar Man, to Omar Le'alach of Yehuda, to Omar Suma, Patanur, to Zavida Yamatal Le'apon. Okay, if you look it up, the Gemara has in Kiddushin, I'll just read it to you quickly from the Sugya Kiddushin. Right. Lamed Aleph. Lamar Chanina Gadol Mitzvah V'Osim She'ena Mitzvah V'Osim. Chanina said, contrary to what I think, it's better or it's a greater scar if you do a mitzvah not having been commanded. I'm sorry, yes, having been commanded if you weren't commanded. I would think the opposite. Better volunteer. No, not necessarily. There's different reasons why, not for right now. But anyway, it's Lamar Chanina Gadol Mitzvah V'Osim She'ena Mitzvah V'Osim. This is when I talk to Bar Mitzvah boys. The shul, whatever, before the bar mitzvah, I mentioned this Gemara. It said, Gadol mitzvah, now you're going to become a mitzvah v'osa. Till now, what you're doing, you're not a mitzvah v'osa. Now you're going to become a mitzvah v'osa. Gadol mitzvah v'osa, you're saying it's a mitzvah. I talk a little through this. But anyway, Omer of Yosef, Yosef was a Saginar, Yosef was blind. Yosef was blind. The Gemara says, Rashi is Omer of Yosef. Yeah, well, that's the question. It says, the machlokas with the status of a summa, a blind person. So Yosef says Yosef was himself a blind person. So Yosef says at one point, I thought originally, a reish havamina manda hava amalei alocha bihuda da masul patur mitzvah. Avidna yom atal rabbanah. So achokas bihuda tana and chachamim, whether a blind person assumes obligated mitzvah or not. So Rabbi Yosef was blind. He was hoping to find out that a blind person is not five and mitzvahs because he thought I'll get a better reward. If I'm not sick. Avina Yom Tav Rabbanah, so I'll give a kiddush. I'll make a big yantar for the rabbis. If someone will tell me the halacha is like a Yehuda, that's what I'm hoping. He said that's what he was hoping originally. And but he said the halom is kedina because I'm not obligated. Shai Saginar, he was blind. I'll make a Yom HaTov Rabbanan, so Udala Talmidah, I'll make a big feast, I'll make a banquet, a kiddush. I know the hot kiddush, so cool. So, but he says, now that I heard, but now that we've learned the teaching of Chanina, it's better than Mitzvah Osa, now I'm hoping the other way. Adrava, find over the ain't halacha to Yehuda. If they'll tell me the halacha is not like Yehuda, then I'll make the kiddush of the Yom HaTov Rabbanan. Okay, so that's the sugya in Kiddushin. Lamed Aleph. What?
Frank Kirsten will get more clarity because he knows that.
Right, that's true. Right, whatever. Okay, anyway, so that's the Sugan Kedushin. So Tosus over there, by the way, says that that's where the Tosus, I'm interrupting the Tosus in the cool, we'll go back for a second. The Tosus Kedushin, okay, on the Laman Alpanov, Dumas, the Lomach Kedina, Vavid, Latina, I wasn't commanded, I didn't miss this anyway. He says, we can't be Dr. Rinatan, the Noshim of Orchus, I'm Mr. Shazman Gromov. But that's the source. The Rabbeinu Tam passes that women can, even though they're exempt from certain mitzvahs, time-bound mitzvahs, mitzvahs that apply only a certain time of day, only a certain time of year, or whatever, women are exempt from such mitzvahs, but if they volunteer to do it, they can make a bracha. Sukkah, benching, lulav nesrug, a shofar, right? Matzah, have to eat anyway. There are other exceptions. There are not so many, right? Just a handful. If they're exempt from it, they can make. Rabbeinu Tam make a bracha. Why? Afogam tzuz agam, redaktil udar bonam achayv, even though I'm going to leave their bonam. We call Mokhtar, we call it Hainavar. The Ein Khan, Mishum, will see so small as Shav. It's not Rachel Atala. Take Hashem's name in vain. Mishum, Mirachas, Rachel Shem Tzricha. No. Bilab Hachi, Heiches, Samach Rav Yosef, Allah Mastin, Karabachas Kulon. What Rav Yosef's original thought, oh, I'm hoping that I'm not obligated to miss this, because then I'll get a bigger reward. Okay, oh yeah, then you're not going to be able to say any Brachas. Right? If you're not obligated to miss, you're doing them. You're Mastin, but why are we so happy? I'll make a big kiddush. You do the mitzvahs, okay, but not be able to make a bracha. Elamai, says the man of time, you see, no, you do the mitzvahs and make a bracha. So, mainly, you see, you can make a bracha, even on a mitzvah, your example. Coming back to our talk here, cool beautiful base. So, it says, even though he quotes the same thing over in the top. Yeah, the apple is in the top. What's up, apple? The potter. The man is potter.
Sumo and woman.
In the same category, this is the same potter. Again, apple piece over in the top, the notion of bracha, the sukkah, apple got the truth. But he says still, that's not the same as a bar talis, right? The hosam odam acher hoya chayas she'ena suma or she'ena isha. By the mitzvah that Rav Yosef was talking about in that sugya, okay, there is somebody who is obligated in the mitzvah of whatever the mitzvah is, sugya or the other time that mitzvah, a non-woman, a non-blind person. Okay, Havalhocha, Kol Adam Potter Kesheino Shelo. Nobody's chayav with a borrowed talis. Absolutely nobody on earth is chayav with a borrowed talis. Okay, but Afal. Okay, so therefore, says the Halachah. Well, that's not borrowed. That's not borrowed.
I love it
too. Not borrowed. That's his.
In the other way.
Right. Nobody has to make a bracha on a borrowed talis. No such concept. There is a concept of making a bracha on a sukkah or a lulav. Some people are chayv, some people are potter. So therefore, in such a case, even those who are potter who volunteer to do it can make a bracha, because there is a class of people who are required to make a bracha on this mitzvah. But there is no class of people that are obligated to make a bracha on a bar or talis. The guy who owns it's not bar, it's his. Right? So that's what tells us the difference. That he proposes he wouldn't make a bracha on a bar or talis, but then he says, but v'afal pichein, nonetheless, he doesn't want to punch it all the way out, v'afal pichein, I'm a bar, chlohipsi. If you do make a bracha, okay, maybe yesh from your list. I'm not sure. Like, you don't lose anything by making a bracha. Okay, anyway, that's the Tosus. So it's a little bit ambiguous. Okay, a little bit ambiguous in Tosus. That's what he says. I just mentioned off the bat the Rambam.
Maybe be Marish.
Marish. Yeah.
And after
30 days,
you want to record it because it's Marish.
Right, so that's the question. Does that generate a bracha or not? Anyway, which Marish in some cases does. It's a different shiur. Anyway, the Rambam Hilchos Tzitzis, just as a side point, important to know, the Rambam disagrees with the whole Yisod from Rebbeinu Tam to begin with. The Rambam postulates that if you're not obligated to mitzvah, a woman, or you cannot make the bracha, as you can volunteer to do the mitzvah, absolutely. You cannot make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. Okay, now how he's going to, right, because if it's Yonah, so now how he's going to get out of this problem with the Yosef, okay, so he didn't make a bracha. I'm just reading the Rambam, it's important to know, Paragimel of Hilchos Tzitzis. Aloha
Tess.
He says, he says, Paragimel, Aloha Hilchos Tzitzis. Let me find it here. Paragimel, Aloha Tess. Here it is. Right here, it's from Mizuzah, comes Tzitzis. Here, Paragimel, Aloha Tess. In the middle of this, Aloha Nashim, Vano Tanam, Turim, and Atizim, and Ataro, and the Rechom, and the Kokot, and the Satim, and the Satim, and the Satim, and the the Noshim Vavadim Sherotu Lisate Matifis Misatfin below Brocha. V'chein shar kol mitzvah zesei sh'os shanash p'tutnet or rotim rotu lasos osam b'lo brocha in ma'achav yom. They want to do it. You don't have to stop them. They're allowed to do it, but they can't make a brocha. And we assume because it's Sivan. I don't know what that is. Okay, but no politics. The fight today. Huh? I don't know. So, you know, the question, I don't know if they make a brocha, but now, by the way, but this machlokas, to this day, the Ashkenazim signed them. The Ashkenazim wives, they bench us with a brocha. The side of wives don't. If they make a, bring the, and Rosh Hashanah, they blow shofar for some lady in the hospital, whatever, you make a brocha, and the Ashkenazim don't. So the machlokas, which has the ramifications, again, to this day. In any event, what?
Come on over here. We need you to make a brocha.
Yeah, they'll listen to the brocha. Okay, they can pull that off. It's good. Now, anyway, so that's the Tosa Chum. Sounds like from Tosa, he prefers that on borrowed talis you should not make a brocha. But if you did, it's not the end of the world. That's basically what comes out from Tosa. The Rosh, there in Chilos Rain, that's what he says. Yeah, right. That's true. Yeah. So, anyway, there is a the Rosh in Chulin, and that's the Perek. The Rosh in Chulin, it is Perek Ches, Siman Chafav, that's what it is on this sugya. So the Rosh in Chulin discussed this issue, and we got a couple important things emerge from this Rosh, La'alacha. Again, Tos is a little bit non-committal, I'll say it like that. It seems to prefer that you shouldn't, but it seems a little bit non-committal. So I'll make a little hipstick. So the Rosh in Chulin, Perek Ches, Siman Chafav, Perek Ches, Chafav. This is the Raisa Potter, Olam. Raisa is always Potter, but just like Tosus, the first part of the verse, just like Tosus, as far as the Bracha is concerned, he says, the Rosh, right? He said it's better not to make a Bracha on a bar of Talis. He brings the Raisa from Yosef, I'll sort of repeat again, right? Nevertheless, we come up with Dhamma Tasu, the Shah Mitzvah Adamacher Chaibaim, Elephtura, Mishum Shina Shesh Bahan, Gonsumisha, Vahacha Kolam and Pot, same reason there before. But he also says, the Alpha Pichen and Varachlo Hifsi, you don't lose. But now the Rosh adds, an important point. What are we talking about here at Bar Talis? This is what he says. The Lean Nira, the Hard to Talis Shulo, this discussion of the Bar Talis, Myri Shashal Talis Shaena Mitsuyetet. I borrowed a four-cornered garment which had no... I borrowed your four-cornered garment. It had no stitches on it. And that's what we say, potter, like you were saying, they make a hole someone else. That's when you're potter when I had no stitches. But what if I borrow not a garment from that four-cornered? Now the question, should I put strings on it or not? The garment has the regular prayer towels, the dominant towels. It has the four strings on it. I borrow that from you. Says the Rosh here, I want to borrow it for davening. I came to shul. If I couldn't find my talis, you just finished it. The earlier minute, so I'll borrow your talis. The whole thing to borrow your talis is make a brook on it. So says the Rosh, this whole machlokes, this whole thing with the, that's what says the Rosh. Only come on, I borrow a garment, the question is, should I tie this on or not? Okay, so after 30 days, you're supposed to question about the bracha. Also, they shouldn't make a bracha, but if you did, it's okay. But the Rosh said the more common case, as far as we're concerned nowadays, is the second case, a shol talis mitzuyetes. Okay, the idea is you give it for that reason, and you know, and if it's taka, then it can't be, so you give it to a matana. Okay, for that person, like a little, like we said, he did a different example. So, like a garment that you borrow for kriya, Rachman Sam, somebody dies, he borrows, he rips somebody else's shirt, the same maisa. Okay, it's as if he gave permission. All right, now, he says, one other thing, yeah? Well, to get out of tearing. Yeah, it's a given. Okay, yeah, right, to get that right. That's based on this. Stick, yeah. Right.
He said it.
Yeah, no, it works.
He said him, I want it to be mine.
Yeah.
And then you're going to
share
the
other. Yeah. Right? You go to people do it. Anyway, I don't know about that now. Anyway, so then the Rosh adds one more point to finish up this halacha. The Nago is not that the Talis is Chaver, I feel below Yudia, from Mevarach. He said, people are allowed, in fact, people did it. They would borrow someone else's house, we went out the person's permission. It wasn't there. He's talking earlier, coming later. They're buying Mevarach. The son calls it the Nichol Elinus Lamed Mitzvah Mamone. I'm happy. Someone's using my talis. Someone else using my talis. Some mitzvah is okay. Good for me. I'm happy about it. But he says, the Motzi says, there are herits, and there's more than that. He says, the Motzi Mekupelas, Yachri Mitzvah Rishona. But if you find it folded up neatly, you fold it up neatly and put it back. You don't borrow it off the top and leave it a crumpled up pile on his chair. That's also not, that's not right. Okay, you have to put it back. Bilav Hachilo Nichol. Because then, I'm happy. You're using my talis. Because don't say, use my talis whenever you want. But I put it away nicely. Right? Otherwise, it's not, I don't want to use it. Anyway, that's an important rush. But the rush over here says, what's that? We'll get that to. So Rath is
certainly. You don't have to fold it up.
Yeah, probably should fold it nicely. Okay. Anyway, so that it'll cover. Anyway, so that's the rush in Chulin Parakhas, Simon Chaf Vav. But the rush says if it's a borrowed, an hour more common case, not that you borrowed a four-corner garment that. That's a question of putting strings on. Would you borrow an actual talis with the other? He says that you can make a brach on. He says that seems to be the practice. On the bottom of the page in the rush, you have, I don't know, if it's borrowed, maybe, why is it partial? Why is it partial?
Is it really borrowed? I mean, either borrowed or not borrowed.
Right, but he's saying...
Does he have the four inch of yours while you're wearing it?
No, but he's saying...
Well,
you're assuming the guy lets you do it, but it's not really. You can ask.
The assumption is that he really wants to see it.
Okay.
You have to make the assumption that it's real. The assumption is wrong.
Okay, but that's, again, but you can make the bracha because
either
fold it up.
Okay, you can assume when someone lets the bracha permit you that he wants it to be yours.
If you need to, if you talk, I assume it needs to be yours. Right. Or, oh. I died to the hockey shield, I gave it to the hockey. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When we know,
that's
right,
correct.
But you can make an assumption.
Right. Now, that's the rush over here in Chulin. On the bottom of the page, the rush is Dibre Chavudot, one of the comments of the rush on the bottom of the page, from the author of the Tosfos Yontif, a Mishnah, the same, the Lipton, our Lady Heller, wrote the Tosfos Yontif. What a commentary on the rush also, different perspective. The one here is called Dibre Chamudos. The Dibre Chamudos in Oskup Chav Zayin, right? He says, "V'som chozer de Michal Hinesh." He calls to the Mukiyosef. He says, "In some places the Minig, and the person want to borrow it. We don't say Shol Shomid Das Gazon. Who usually Shol Shomid Das borrow that permission? Guys, a Gazon. He was not allowed to do that. Here we don't say that. Came the Lekach Hashash Kilo Kana is not going to be destroyed." Right, as opposed to sorum, they talk about brittle sorum. You can't borrow someone's paper without his permission, at least in the olden days, you know, because you turn the page. You ever see an old book? You open up an old book, you turn the page, it's tore right apart. Right, so that's the chilek that the Dibre Chamudos makes between the tower is not going to get ruined by using it, and this thing, you know, a pair of safer wood. But anyway, he says it's not a problem of Shosh Mudas Gazanu. Okay, that's your Kosin Mukiyose. And then the Kum Chav Ches, he writes, the Havel is Shosh Shomid Das Havi Gaz, and all of our Kosovo will tear Baruch Nitz Hashem. Kosovo Rabbi Yeruchim said, Komar, Shalom Yetzir Bali Dei Chorosh Mitzosa. If it would be, we wouldn't be Yotzir in Mitzvah. Okay. That's the, but more than that, it wouldn't be Yotzir in Mitzvah. That's the point. If you don't take it, he's a Gaz, but he's Yotzir in Mitzvah. Zero. It's worse. Now, in Masechus Menachos, that's the Rosh over here. So, here the Rosh seems to say, like you were saying, we kind of assume that the person gave it, you know, the owner lets you do it, okay? So that doesn't necessarily prove that if it's Dom Bard and you have no idea what the owner thinks, it doesn't necessarily prove it. But there is another rush that we should be aware of in Maseches Menachos. In the back of Maseches Menachos, you have something called the collection of Halachos Ketanos from the rush, and some other Rishonim. A number that, you know, it's interesting, the dinim of tefillin. They're not found in one mesecta. There's no mesecta in the regular Gemara's mesecta. It's called the minor mesecta. But there's no mesecta that has the dinim of tzitzis and so on. So a lot of dinim appear in mesechta's menachos. That's what it happens to be. So in the back of mesechta's menachos, you have the usual rush. Huh? Yeah, right. But whether it's the multi-part mitzvah, whether one is makir the other, starts with karbonis to get the filling because it's two parts. Or tzitzis is, you know, one. Anyway. So in the back of Maseches Menachos, in the Halachos Anas Hilchos Tzitzis section, the Hilchos Tzitzis section, the Rosh over there writes, this is in Sun Beis, he says, Umashem is absent by Ashkenaz. Apparently the Ashkenaz custom was to wear betalis so acher. Kedei li potem min ha-brocha mishum tal shula. Apparently some people didn't want to make a brocha, or they had an issue that, you know, that You know, maybe they were wearing it for just for Aliyah, so they want to bother the bracha, so they would wear somebody else's. He says there are nearly the Tonya. It's not true. So that doesn't help. Okay, to borrow, you don't get out of the bracha by wearing a bargo. So Tal Shulav Turban Atitzis. I know that which he said Tal Shulav Turban Atitzis. I know Arshav Chaver Tal Shein Tsuyetzis. I'm loving the old pasuk. I'm supposed to send my bill pasuk, etc. That's by a regular garment that we said before. It doesn't have any tittus on it. That's what we said, Talasul is to potter. I'm the Ksus She'ena Sochol, Ochim, and Torah Lazudu, Gneelan. I'm a Shol, the Chaber, Talas, and Tietes, Sorech, Lavaret. You do have to make a bracha. The Chain, Matosi, Shechos, and Balitur. Balitur says like that also. Okay? So that's that's the rush over here. And here, he does not say, well, it's because we assume the guy had mind, that the other guy says, okay. Whatever. Here, the rush is a blanket rule. Talasul is okay. Even if it's not, here he's stopped. The Rosh in the Halachas Tanis here, I'm just pointing out, does not say, like he said in Chulin, that, well, there's a general assumption, the guy's we're happy that someone else used your property permits, and therefore it's as if he gave it to you as a present, such and such. It doesn't say that over here. It just says over here that Tal Shula, you're allowed to use. That's the Rosh over here.
Is that like a bracha?
Huh?
Like a
bracha? With a bracha, yeah. Huh?
The interest is buy them or to wear it.
It's a different control. Yeah, maybe it does.
Yeah. So then the whole thing depends on whether you bought along with that.
By the way, I saw that that's also an aftermina. What came from Shane? What came from what came from Avraham? From Shane came the garment, and Avraham came the tie. Okay, yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
You borrow one.
It's already tied. But we make a bracha when you wear it, right? I mean, we make the bracha on
that's
it every day. Right. Let's say, listen. Right. But that's the rush, yeah.
Right here,
that
thing should
take
start, right?
You have to borrow. Yeah, you have to reset. Yes. Yeah. You have to make a bracha. And that's what the Balita says also. So that's the that's the rush. Again, it doesn't contradict exactly, just in a chulin, and he says, well, you make the bracha because as if it is, the guy had mine when he did let you. Well, again, the Tosus says you probably shouldn't, but if you did, it's okay. The Rosh himself in chulin seems to say not that. The Rosh himself says you can. You do. You make a bracha. Why? Because, like, it's yours. That's the problem in Tosus. I don't know. Tosus is a little ambiguous. A little ambiguous, but the Rosh is not. But I'm just pointing out to you that the two places the Rosh, says a little bit differently. In the back of many Masechtas, you have, I think all Masechtas, you have something called the Pisgat Tosfos. Okay? So it usually appears after the Rosh, or sometimes after the Marsha. So the Pisgat, sometimes right after the Gemara. So here in Menachas, the Pisgat Tosfos is, of course, you don't. So it's right after the Gemara.
It's more than just a summary.
It's more than just a summary. Not only more than just a summary, but it sometimes doesn't correspond exactly to what's written in the Tosfos on the page. In fact, here's one of the situations. Okay, this is on right after the Masechta. You have the Pisgat Tosfos in Maseches Menachos. So an Os Kuf Samach, and usually they'll tell you where it is in the Tosfos, but here it doesn't take it. It doesn't. It says Hashoel Palace. Yochol levarach miyad kemal nashon rochas amachova ena elachar shloshim yom. And maybe this will address your issue a little bit. Here, the Pisgat Tosfos does not correspond to what's printed in the Tosfos on the page. But it's Oskuf Salach, it says, Hashorel Palace, you borrow a palace, you can make the bracha just like women make a bracha when they're not obligated. But there's no obligation to make the miyad, even the first day, not after 30 days, the first day. But after 30 days, then it becomes a chova, because then it's like it's yours. That's the first thing. And a Kuf Samach Aleph, he mentioned, that's the 30 days, the point we do it like this. And then a Kuf Samach Aleph, he writes, this is where it comes up sometimes, and actual too in those days as well. Okay, sometimes you have a kid or whatever, he's going to go up to Duchat, he borrows a talis from somebody else. Or an adult, doesn't have a talis. But he's a Kohen, he's going to go up to Duchat, okay, but Brich is calling him. The Kohanim is Atrim Kishol Duchat, the talis she'ena shalahem. Likewise, I guess the Talmud is referring to they put the talis on under the chuppah, that the Yekkes do that today, or the Shadim also, they tried to do it today. He says that also, and they use, apparently, I could use someone else, a borrowed talis. He says the implication is that you you can make a bracha. So the Pisgat Tosfos is sort of like that Rosh, and again, it doesn't say exactly like that it belongs to you. So that's the general point over here. Now, we'll see the halacha short. I just want to read to the Yamshel Shlomo.
Sure. Not an assumption. We know it's not yours.
You can make a bracha anyway, according to some.
But why do I do?
That's what the Rosh said. You make the bracha anyway. Why not?
But not yours.
No, but he says that the whole din of not yours is talking when the garment has no tzitzis, not yours to put, but it's not to put this. So that's how he learned. That's how he learned, yeah. Now, the Yamshel Shlomo in Chulin, and that's the Chulin in the eighth part, so it's Perek Ches, Simon Nun Beis, okay? He is not so comfortable with making the bracha. He said, people want to wear it and so on. Okay, so he justifies the minhag, but he's not so wild about it. He talks about the importance of tzitzit a little bit and so on. But he definitely prefers that if it's ein lo talis acher, somebody else's talis, he called makom royal choli rei shemayim shelo yilbash talis shein of shelo. He says you shouldn't wear it if it's not yours. Okay, v'im ein lo talis acher yavishena below brok. So think he is the mashal paskins against the rosh. Right, and again, so what we'll talk about Piscatosis. And he says, no, you shouldn't. Okay? What? You don't make a bracha. We'll get to that too if I get a chance. You don't make a bracha at night. So Yamshel Shlomo over there says that no bracha. He says, kach nearly. Okay, kach nearly. Now, just a moment.
Why also, like at night, when you don't really have a clue, why don't you just give you R instead of bracha?
Well, no one has a chiyuv at night. What do you mean?
Oh, that's because that thing, like we were saying before, if a woman does something that she doesn't have a chiyuv in, if she does it, she does a bracha, and I thought maybe
maybe. That's the chiyuv of the power hold. Okay, now, in terms of the psak, let's look at the shulchan aruch. Or chayim sim yud dalet siv gimel. Or chayim sim yud dalet siv gimel. So the mechaber paskins. This is obviously. Mechaber Paskin, Hashol mechaver tal she'ena mitzuyetes. If you borrow a non, the talis without tzitzis on it, like you borrow a talis without tzitzis, okay. So in such a case, then potim el hatim b'tzitzis kol lamidyon b'tzitzis uschav lo shalachem. Ala achar shoshim mechaver don bonan. The nation is kishalom. Okay. Then the Rambam says, what if you return it and borrow it again? Fine. Shalach kishim mitzuyetes. But if you borrow a talis with tzitzis on it, you do make the bracha. What the mechaber doesn't tell us is why. Is it because it's like the rush? Is it like the rush in Chulin, or is it like the rush in Menachah? It's like the rush in Chulin. That's because it's a day to the hachi. It's as if the guy gave it to you, etc., etc. Or no, we don't need that. Even the talis shows. So the mechaber doesn't tip his neck. Just says, just tells you the din, and it goes home. So the taz in Sifkot and Dalad. The Taz in Sifkot and Dalad says Shalak Kishuvah Tzuyetes and so on. He says Zeu Das HaRosh. The longer Tazu, he says this is the sheet of the Rosh and so on. And the Taz says, and that's also why you can make a bracha on a talis that you find in the Shul Stam. It was folded, you should fold it back like the Rosh is there. But nearly the hard the Mechayev HaRosh Bichah the Taz Shalak Tzuyetes. Hainu B'Talis HaMiyuchad L'Mitzvot Kihanu Talis HaShabes HaKnesset. Omar Shekarma Abba Kanfut. Because there, the whole the Rosh gives the Taz claims like the Rosh and Chulin. The whole thing is because we have to assume that the Taz claims doesn't say that in the Shulchan. Taz claims the whole reason is because we assume the guy has in mind that the owner will let you do it. He makes it yours. Whatever's going to allow you to perform the mitzvah. Now the Taz says that that's why it only applies. This whole discussion only applies to palace and shul. It's a stomach garment that's not used for a mitzvah. Then you can't assume the guy's letting you wear it. He says this whole discussion, he says, Talisho Beisak Naoma Shekarin Abba Kanfus, is there Badai Lo Masa El Asos HaMitzvah Rochalel? You want to do it? Yeah, you don't make a broch on another shirt. Might be a different mitzvah, but he's saying, the mitzvah lends to me something he needs. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Once put it on, people don't usually do it, but if a guy...
Right, the kind of mitzvah, there's no broch. I don't think you make a broch though.
Okay,
so, okay,
once you're doing the mitzvah, and you have a key mitzvah,
We don't know that he gave it to for that reason for the mitzvah. Okay, anyway, that's what Taz says, that he weighs in that direction of the Mechaber, possibly like the Rosh over there in Chulim. As a side point, the Taz will see Toto, and I don't have it here, but I don't really want to take the time now. It's been a tough cook payala. Taz talks about wearing tzitzit at night, right? So the machlokas, whether you should make, whether we the Lila is bantit, Tlav bantit, because it says the Reisim also is only during the day, we can see it, etc. So there's a question. So we assume that you put on tzitzit at night, we wouldn't make a bracha. Therefore, for sure, if the chazan puts on a talis or mayor or whatever, you know, definitely make a bracha, even if it's his own talis. Okay? Well, that's a question. If it's his own talis, 1 second, maybe you should make a bracha. You know, so to avoid the problem, the Taz says, you know, he brings it up, slichas. Slichas. Okay? Slichas at midnight or whatever, or at dawn, 5 a.m, 4 a.m. He says, don't use your own talis, because that's a question. If it's already a borrowed talis, then already it's a step removed. That's what he recommends. But that's for Shitaso, that it's only talking about for the mitzvah. But if you hold another one, but anyway, that's the talis. I don't remember.
But it's in the morning.
Yes. Now, the Elyon Rabbah disagrees with the talis. The Elyon Rabbah is involved. Here again, the same student, you Gimel. The Elyon Rabbah writes, he says in terms of the book, he says nearly Ika Tamarash is a mere susa simasias a tit otalasa potit. He disagrees with the Taz's read of the Shulchan Aruch. The only reason Shulchan Aruch says you can make the bracha is because you assume the guy gave it to you for that purpose. Says the Ali Rabbi, no, I think the other way, like the other sheikh in the Rosh, that even if it's borrowed, it's okay. It doesn't have to belong to you. That whole din of borrowed is only the garment didn't have sits on it altogether. That's how he learned. He learned the other way. In which case, the whole lumpness of doing a knife doesn't help anything, according to the Ali Rabbi. Okay, anyway, then the Yamsul Shlomo that I mentioned before, the same Yamsul Shlomo in our chest of the Chulin, in the Nun Gimel, adds something else. He says, Owed, and so on. Okay? And he says, however, Abu Mishalovesh Kedei Lalos Bala Torah. Okay, a guy just puts on a talis covered a tibur, he's going to go for an aliyah or something along those lines. Then he says, it seems to me, She'ein Levarcha Kum. Then they don't make a bracha. Okay. What's that? Right. But that's what the Yom Shoshama says. So that's the question. We'll accept that Lahalokha, the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes to Cut and Vav, close to Yom Shoshama, he says,
But
we read before. What's that? I was reminding you. That's what the Yom Shlomo says. Well, we read before the Pisgah Tosfos that said about Kohanim that you borrow just to go up for 15 or for 5 minutes for the duchening. You do make a bracha. So the Magen Avraham points that out. Well, obviously the Yom Shlomo Chulin says in Lo Shalaz Torah Olif Olif Lavo Olif Teva and a bracha came from Lo Shem Mitzvah. Of the Rosh, Rachel Chasipis, that's an amazing. We mentioned, Mashma, Sha'ovah, it's not Tevah Varech. The Chain Kazmanach is Piskat Tosu, as I mentioned before. The Kohanim is Atom and Taj, and also Kishon Duchan Mavarchan. So therefore, that also seems to be a Machlokas Aposkin.
But that's a din of borrowing.
What's that?
It's not a din of borrowing.
Right, correct. No, but it's in the sense that if you hold again that the reason is that the guy is letting you do it for the mitzvah, that's not really a mitzvah, right? You have to say, again, it's coming out. It's not a mitzvah. I understand. It's more dignified. But it's not the mitzvah. Right, but that's not, you don't make a bracha. There's no bracha. There's no such bracha. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, by the time in the Thanksgiving of Gimel, we'll move to finish up. In the Kuntzis Nachron, and it was Gimel, on Hilchos Tzitzis. So he says there are two reasons in the Rosh. We mentioned before. Okay, for one reason, it's because should die. Well, back to that. Yeah, I think I had a list. Yeah, maybe those. You had a list too, Josh.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I've got to change the clock.
No, we haven't yet.
All right, that's right. Okay. Anyway, yeah, that's right. Yeah. In other words, we fixed it. The last year we haven't had it. Anyway, so the Rosh, the Baal HaTanya, the Shulchan Aruch, summarizes, he says that he said two reasons the Rosh. One is Kilu Nosol Matana, it's like the Hachin Son. And the second time, if he doesn't do that, there's no din that it can't be Shulo. Okay, and he quotes the some of the sources we mentioned. And the Magen Avraham says, over the table, Tzorach Levarach, he brings the Rosh, Ain't Daya Klal. Maybe the two rushes are built one on the other. So you can't, you know, jump to the conclusion that no, it automatically says that if it's shula, it still requires a bracha. So the Baal HaTanya is not convinced of this thing. He works out the rush. Okay, just to finish off the Derech HaChayim, that's the author of the Nesivos. Rabbi Yaakov of Lisa, who wrote many, many psalms. So the most famous in the Nesivos is called the Nesivos. But also of Chavatas and Eretz, and another psalm, the name Yaakov. And anyway, but in Derech HaChayim, also the Tefillah and the like, he writes in Oz Gimel of number 10, Din Tzitzis, Shal Salam, Din Tal Shula, Hashon Chaver, Osoka Talas, which is a Bada in his Kam, the Chaver, Hakos, Bala Talas, Kadei Sheyetim, Arvitzu, Mavarech. The Dafkim Shokin of his father, Bobby, Alosho, Rakade, Lalas, Torah, Oduchan, Hey, Lahachmis, out from the Suffolk Brother. The whole thing is a Suffolk to begin with, so don't get involved in the Suffolk Brother. And what do you do, therefore? Be a Chavin, Befer, Shayna, Rot, Tilik, no, so. If you're borrowing a talis from somebody, just to have an aliyah, just to go Duchan, have in mind, I'm not acquiring this, and then everybody's happy. Okay, then, unless you hold like that other Rosh, but that's the way he's positive there. All right. Aval, as I asked you before, Betal, Talis, shall call. What if the shul owns talisim? The Derech HaChaim writes, "Avo talis shall call, tzorech levarach alav, afilu kishalovish also kadei lalas l'torah oveduchon. Mishum the talis shall call, adai to the hach kanu mitchila. Shall call mishalovish also yeshalo. The shul buys whoever's going to read it'll be like his. So then, even if you're just going up for 2 minutes, the whole svara that if you're going up to get aliyah." You borrow some talis, not really giving it to him, it's just covered up, or whatever, there's no bracha. But a shul talis, that's exactly what they're for. The shul talis, when you put it on, it becomes mamash like it's yours. So there, says the Derech HaChaim, you would make a bracha. Now, by the way, I just mentioned in our sugi, in Chulin. The sugi we started with in Chulin, on Kuf Lamed Vav, let's put this way. The sugi in Chulin, Kuf Lamed Vav, Amaral talks about a talis shul shutfin. Okay, that's in the sugya there. Tzitzis, in fact, it's the beginning of the Gemara that we read at the beginning. Okay, it says very quickly. It says Tzitzis, afagav dekot rachmona ksuscha didach in kishut was low. Maybe it's ksuscha has got to be yours, not a partner. Kot rachmona al kanfei vigdehem. Oh, everybody, the door is off. What is Ksuzcha? That it's not to be barred, but Tibur it is. The Mordechai mentioned in, they quote the Mordechai in Menachos, Tav Kuf Nun, that Tosha Shut was Petitis. Okay, so I'm not going to be that inside, just to save a minute or two, but I brought with me the Shari Ephraim. Shari Ephraim is on the Margolis, on the Port Nachonim, and that is related to Shul and Tzilin, and Tzilin, and Leining. So Shari Yud, really Leining, Shari Yud Stifkov. Misha Korin also Lala Sotar the Enamut of the Talis, Yeshua Lishol Talis Mechadel, it's Atimum Shum Kamara Torah, the Enam Mevarchalov. The Yom Sitol Likov Kasu, the Tatnikov Kasu Kal, Shabital Sokal, Nichos the Kal Sufik, Shem Chilavar. In Lokat Kasa Kal, Yitzavok, it's Gavin Shos the Lala also Shem Mabus of Sitz. You borrow the Shul Talis and have in mind them where, by the son of the Mini, by the Yekis, for example, they have the Mini, let's say, at Minchan Shabbos. They call up a guy from Aliyah. He puts on a talis and he keeps it on for the rest of Mincha. You may have seen that, right? He keeps it on. Then there's a different story. Then they can make a bracha. Okay. Okay, maybe. But it's not just when you get off the bit. Okay.
Do you make the bracha when you get folio on the talis?
If it's according to the Shari Ephraim, yes. According to the Shari Ephraim, you can make a bracha if it's a shul. If it's a shul talis, he says you make a bracha on it. Yeah. Unless you have, if you don't want to, then have in mind I'm not the Kona. You have that part, they don't make the bracha. That's what he says. You don't want to make the bracha. Okay, Lokech Tasko, the Yitzel Vach, he's coming to us. He's out there about Tibus Arush Kadeshun, I believe it's a shakha. It's a shakha, fine. But if Ainer wrote to the bracha, Lo Yate Frosh, he also says, don't pull it over your head. Don't put the talus over your head, because it's not full itus. It's not full itus. You have it? Exactly. Exactly.
I
want him
to get that.
Yeah. So we don't make a list. So what is it? Yeah, no, I hear. I'm not, it would make it, yeah. Right, so that's what the Taz, right? So she does so. The Taz says, use a borrowed talus. Get out of the problem. Use a borrowed talus, and that's your friend? Okay, not from the shul. A borrowed by a person.
Same thing.
No, so it's your talus, it's suffix. To avoid the suffix.
Okay, so if it's borrowed, you don't make it wrong.
Right.
It's still a suffix. I have my own talus sitting in shul, and I go to these same people for rent.
Okay. Then you make a bracha for sure. Nighttime. Okay, so that's the shari farm. This ends up the Mishnah Brura. I bring it. You have to make sure it's a good. Half the talis in the shul are ripped, and it's a different problem. Yeah, it's an important problem. The Mishnah Brura very quickly writes, since we're quoting Yud Aleph here in Gimel, he writes, just a moment. Yud Gimel? I'm sorry, not Yud Gimel. Yud Aleph. Sorry, Yud Aleph. In Yud Aleph, he says, Yesh machmir v'sovet shalol levarach ele im kein notzon lo b'feirish machmir. Some say, as Mishra, we're going to rely on this thing, oh, the bar tells the guy in the stomach. No, some say only if he actually specifies it. Some are like that. Okay, Achrov Achron, Maskim of Saka Shavar, Atam, who the dog, Daita, Haka, Shila, Loshim, Shavar, Hala, and Kim, Shiv, Shavar, and Kim, Kishol, Avi, Kilva, from Atam. Fine. But Chila, the Vada Yoser told Levakesh, Mehamashil, Shita, and Matam. The best thing is to ask what is Matam, then that's taking everything good. Okay? And then he says also the Dafkim Shalom in a Talis Michul Mitzvah, the Beged that's usually worn, again, it's not relevant today. And he says, V'chein in Shal Talis La'alav Vatara, V'alav V'zayateva V'duchan, She'elam Shukavar Ein Mevarchalav D'ulai Haritzon L'ashila Rach L'mabus L'chud, L'olach L'son T'on V'yesh Chalkim V'zay also, V'shila V'chol Gavni Mevarchin, that's a quote from the Derech HaChayim, V'yoser Tov She'echav M'chol Eilas O'litnos K'dei Sh'itzark V'varch L'ulam L'vav V'atalis Shal V'yfatzil L'atizbol. And he says, "V'chein kol ze b'talitza shlish prati, b'talitza shokol ke'ein shelonu hametzuyos hametzuyos v'taknas patei knesius tzarach levarach v'chu amo afilu kishalom shirak lavo lefnei table lavo the Torah shutal shokol adayda d'och kanu mitchila shokol shalosh also yeshalom." Okay, so that's like an esrog even in the hell of it. So that's the Mishnah Berurah. There's a long beer. Allah also to ask for shalom. Well, I mean, that's a good question. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so just again, so there are different practices. There's also discussion, again, where people like Frank has in the Tshuva, Hartzi, Chelek, Al-Chelek, or Chanukah, Al-Sulim, Lamed Zion, okay? He says that if you have he says that according to some, it looks like if it's Mechavish Olitnos, you know, with the talus of belongs to the Tzibur, perhaps it doesn't help you to say Mechavish not to Kone. No, that's the whole purpose. And again, it's just that some people move it in. You can't beat it. You can't just say I'm not Mechavish. Maybe you wouldn't be able to. But the Chief Bishop Frank says you can. No, he's just saying, you know.
Is that true for everything?
That's a question.
If you want to give me I don't want it.
Right.
I don't know.
You're doing what they got it for. You're putting it on. You know what I'm saying? So, okay. So that's what he concludes. He concludes like that. He just quotes the other way. Finally, Shlomo Arbach and Elikos Shlomo in Elikos Shlomo's Parag Gimel, Osir Beis, he writes, Talos Shalkar, Shalosh Shalkar, Tuvavad, Ain't Shalkar, Tafilu Tisha Mechata, Shalosh Shalkar. He's not some president of the Shire Farm that you shouldn't put on your head. He says all the way that it's okay. And he also mentions, you know, that the Shabur talks on Abir Halach on time now. What's the idea? The Tzibur buys it, so everybody has a chelik in it. So then what do you need to talk about shufus for? That it's not really shufus. Anyway, so what kind of, that's the question. So he says, well, maybe talking about a big shul. There's so many people that everyone shares less than a puta. that's not borrowed, then it's the shufa. Okay. But anyway, he mentioned this also. But in any event, this is just some of the dinim in terms of borrowed talis. There are some who hold that if you're not a member of the shul, you're just a guest in the shul, that's the question, you're not part of the shufa. On the other hand, if the kol buys it, has in mind, whoever it is, doesn't remember, whoever's going to come, we understand that sometimes guests come, so that would also be a nice thing. Okay, so wish everybody a good Shabbos.